We're in Siman Mem Gimel Hilchos Tefillin. We are up to Sif Hey. We will be completing the Siman that's all the way through Sif Tes. Imrotza Likanes Lebeis Kisei Kavua Laso Srachav. So we previously learned that it is usur to wear Tefillin when one is relieving himself. What if he wants to go into a Beis Kisei Kavua in order to relieve himself? So he couldn't be wearing his Tefillin. Cholzon Berichuk Arba Amos. He must remove them 4 amos away from the Beis HaKisei Kavua. Says the Rama, Agavi Yeshar Nafilu Balot Srachav. Says the Rama, just you should not wear your tefillin within 4 amos of a Beis HaKisei Kavua, even if you're not going to use it. V'tov lahachmir. The Magen Avraham mentions that Midina, it's Ikar Adin, that you're not allowed to walk into the washroom wearing tefillin. It means a Beis Kisei Kavua, you're not allowed to wear tefillin in. He says that this is no worse than walking into a bathhouse, which is mefurish that it's aser. There are those who are mechalik, there are those who argue. Anyhow, but the Rama says that you tov lahachmir, you should be machmir, and not wear tefillin into a Beis Kisei Kavua, and remove them before that. What does he do? V'ochson b'yimino. We are talking about a Beis Kisei that is a washroom that's out in the fields. V'ochson b'yimino, he holds them in his right hand, ube bigdo keneged libo, and not only in his hand, but they're covered with his clothing, and they should be keneged the heart. V'yizar shalote ritzua yotzis mitachas yodo tefach, there should not be a tefach that is visible outside his hand. Ukshe yotze, and when he goes out, marchik arba amos umenichon, you wait 4 amos, and then you put them on again. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokus with regard to wearing tefillin in streets that are not clean. He brings the Rama, who says that the Rama is the Rama Mipano, that it is actually mutter. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those that are machmir. Sivav hayalavush betefillin v'hutzruch lebeis akisei balayla osamoch lachasheicha. When is it that Chazal allowed you to hold your tefillin in your hands? That is only if you're going to go and put them on again when you come out of the washroom. What happens if you're using the washroom and it's almost night, so that when you come out, you're not going to be putting your tefillin on again? There, Chazal did not allow you to be holding them in your hand. She'ein shuhus lanicham od, where he has no plans, no intentions of wearing them again that day. Achar sheyotza, lo yikonis ben glulim bebegadav. You're not allowed to roll them up and put them in your clothing and hold them with your hand. Vafilu lahashtin mayim ebeis akisei kavua. Even if he's just going to use it to urinate. Elo ketzad yase, cholzon, he removes them. Umenichan bekeli. And he puts them in another vessel. You have to put them in a keli. So it depends. If we're talking about a keli being something that is made to hold the tefillin, it is miyuchid for tefillin, im hoya bo tefach, it must be the size of a tefach, otherwise it's bottle to the tefillin. O be keli shein in kelion, afal pi shein bo tefach, or a keli that is not made for the tefillin, even though it's not a tefach, it is not considered bottle to the tefillin, because it's not made for the tefillin. V'ochis hakeli biyado, and then hold the keli in his hands, v'nichnas, and walk in. So the rule is that when can he roll them up and hold them in his begadim? That's only if he plans on putting his tefillin on again soon after. If he doesn't, he must put them in a keli. Says the Mechaber now, Bamed dvarim amurim, bebeis hakisei shebesode. When did we allow him to walk into the washroom with his tefillin, even if they're in a keli? That's only out in the fields, because there's no safe place to leave your tefillin outside. Aval bebeis kisei shebebayis, if we're talking about a washroom in a building, where there's a safe place to put your tefillin, lo yachnisem klal, kiven sheyochol anichem b'mokam ha'meshumer. You should not be putting your tefillin in a keli and then carrying them in altogether. You don't take your tefillin into a washroom, even in a keli, unless you really have no safe place to leave them outside the washroom. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only a halach in tefillin. With other svarim, you're allowed to bring them in as long as they're covered. Some are machmer that they have a double covering, a tik inside a tik. A sefer Torah, under no circumstances could that be brought into a washroom, regardless of how many times that is covered. Sifches, im shachach tefillin baroshov va'osa behem tzrochav. If someone is relieving himself and realizes he has tefillin on himself, meniach yodo aleim, he should put his hand to cover them, ad sheyigmar amud harishon, until the first amud of relieving himself finishes. In other words, he should not jump up in the middle of relieving himself, because that's dangerous. The yotzei, v'cholzon, v'chozer v'nichnas. Then, afterwards, he will go outside, remove his tefillin, and then go back inside and complete relieving himself. Siftes. Mutter l'rofe likach ovit shel mei raglayim biyodo. It is mutter for a doctor to take a bedpan that is used for urine in his hands, utfilin barosha, while he is wearing his tefillin. The case that the Rashi is dealing with was he was wearing his tefillin, and he was a doctor, and he was seeing to a patient, and he was carrying this ovit, so that is mutter. Ubal nefesh yachmer liatzmo. But the Mechaber says that a bal nefesh, one should really be machmir, and lakava the tefillin, not be carrying an ovit shel mei raglayim.